שופר הולך זה ארכה.
אוקיי. שופר זה הולך.
שופר הולך זה ארכה.
זה
ארכה, אוקיי. ולכן שופר הולך זה גול.
אוקיי.
And we call this פסק. שופר הולך. פסק. This is the שופר הולך. This is פסק. שופר הולך רביעה. שופר מהופך קדמה. This is what we call this. We don't even call it מהפך פשטה. We call it שופר מהופך קדמה. זקיף קטון, זקיף גדול, מעריך תרחה. So שופר הולך אתנה, פזיר, תלשקיד תמנה, תלשקיד עולה, אזלה גריש. You call this אזלה גריש.
Right.
And this we call just גריש.
Okay.
This is Azla Gerish, Gerish, Shene Gerishim, Darga Tebir, Yetib, Pasuk, Sof Pasuk.
Okay.
We call it a little different names, but...
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling it the names that will be useful for me.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be confused.
Okay.
There's so much.
Yeah. I know.
We have different ta'amim for root. We're just going over them. You don't have to get you too confused. It's just too much for you to absorb one time. Anyways, we have a different essay. Vayihi bimeshefot ha-shofetim, vayihi ra-baris, vayilechish, bebet lechen Yehuda, lachur, besli Moab, uveshto, ושני בניו, ישים האיש אל מלך, ישים אשתו נעמי, ושם שני בניו, מחלום וחליון אפרתים, בבית לחם יהודה, ויבוס אל מואב, ויהי שם. It's a beautiful melody. ויאמות אל מלך, איש נעמי, ותשאר היא, ושני בניה, ויסעו להם נשים מואביות שם החפוכה ושם השנית רות ויש בו שם כעשר שנים. And then you have different metal with different ta'amim for Echa.
Yeah, what's giving me a sample of Echa?
Echa yashiva badat هاي رباتي عم هايتك يا المنا رباتي بقويم سراتي بمدينوت هايت على ماس بخو تبكي بالليلة في دمعة علي حياة إن لا من حيم بكلوها بيها كل رعيها بغنوبة هايولا بيويبين قالت يهودا معو אני ומרו עבודה היא ישיבה בגויים לא מעשיה מנוע כל רודפיה הסיכוה בין המסרים דרכי ציון אבילות מבלי בי מועד כל שעריה שוממין כהניה נאנחים בדולותיה נוחות והיא מרלה.
Very nice. That's
very nice. It's sort of very dramatic, sentimental.
Yeah. And what was that in Hijaz?
So it's one of the bayats.
Okay.
One of the bayats. דברי קהלת אל דוד מלך בירושלים הבל הבלים אמר קהלת הבל הבלים הכל הבל ביתון לאדם בכל עמלו שיעמוד תחת השמש דור הולך ודור בא והארץ לעולם עומדת וזרח השמש ובא השמש ואל מקומו שואיף זורח ושם הולך אל דרום וסובב אל צפון סובב סובב הולך הרוח ועל סביבותיו שב הרוח. And then Proverbs has a different one. Esther is different. Hey, we're terrific. ای سری هم دینات لفنف به هر اوتو ادعو شرک بود ملخوتو به اتقار طفیرت گدلتو یمیم ربیم شمونیم و مدیوم و بملوت هیمیم هایلی عسا هم ملیخ لخول عمل مصائیم به شوشن عبیران به مگدون به عطبطان مشتی شبعا تمیم و حصار جنات میتان همیلی. So much for Ahasuerus Esther. I have a shleh here. I'm sure she has it downstairs. She has all of them. The Mishle is very nice too. What do you call Mishle in English?
Let's forget. Is it Mishle Proverbs?
Proverbs. Isn't it Proverbs? Yeah. It's Proverbs, yeah.
I was getting mixed up too with the
English. Yeah, Mishle is right, yeah. And the Elim is Psalms.
Right. Okay, so by learning the ta'amim for Chumash will teach me how to do Siga.
Sure.
You should teach me Siga.
Pure Siga.
Pure Siga, okay, which is good.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to say...
Which is a quarter note music anyways.
Right. Yeah, which would be guitar.
That's another.
Yeah. You have to get going? Yeah.
No, I have a 4 o'clock appointment with my doctor.
So how would I apply that, once I learned that, to say trying to, recite...
Siga?
Yeah, to recite a prayer in Siga. Say if I wanted to sing Ashrei. I mean, is that something that maybe I should work on to learn how to do in order to begin?
Well, let's say if you, the Ta'amim of the Torah, take the Kriyat Shema, the Ahavta. Whenever we read it, with ta'amim anyways.
Right.
אשיר אנוכי מסופך היום על לבביך ושננתם לבניך ודברת אבם בשבדך בביתיך ולכתך בדרך ובשוכבך קומך וקשרתם לאות על ידיך והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך וכתבתם. Uchtabt is the tabir, isn't it? Uchtabt amizuzot metincha. Yes, the tabir. Ubashareicha v'haya rabia v'haya shofar mehuppa chedma im shamua tishme'u zakef katon el mazvotai darga tabir asher anochi mesomvi etchim ayom le'aba itadunai elohichim ul'ub I'm calling the Ta'amim in in the way I'm used to it.
Yeah, please do. No, that's fine.
درجاتي بير بنات الدين بطر أرسي خيم طرحا بيعتو شوفارو ليخ أتنح يوري وملكوش شوفارو ليخ ساقف قطون بأسف تادي غنيخة طرحا بيتيرو شيخة سوف بسوق بيصاريخة تبير بنات الدين ما أريخ طرحا عيسي ببساديخة أتنح لبهمتيخة طرحا بأخلتا سوف بسوق بسبعتا شوفارو ليخ زاقب قطون الشامرون خيم طرحا بنفني أتنع لباب خيم ربيع بسرتيم قد ما فعبدتيم شوفارو ليخ زاقب قطون إلهيم حريم طرحا بيشتا حبيتيم سوف بسوق لهيم أزلا قريش بحرا أفأضلاي ربيع بخيم شوف أرمي هباخ ديرين قدمين مع صاريت الشماي شوف أروليخ ساقف قطن بلويه هي مطر شوف أروليخ ساقف قطن بهذا ما أريخ طرحا لوت الدين أتنح اتيبوا ليها شوف أروليخ ربيع فقبلتي من مهرا قد ما معل شوف أروليخ ساقف قطن أريس الطوبة ما أريخ طرحا أشير أضناي شوف ما أريخ شوف بسوق نوتين لخيم.
Wow, that's great. That will really help the way that you did that.
Yeah. Only it's only the names are in the way I'm used to saying them. Yeah. So when you're there. See, embellishing them, when I told you to embellish them, when I read the Sefer Torah, I don't read it like that. The average reader would read it like that, or even a little. Okay, but embellishing it. بعيائم شمعوا تشمعوا المصوطاي أشير روخي مصبيت خيمة يوم لأهبا يطلع ينو يقيم العبد بخل رباب خيم وخل نفسي خيم بلا تتيم يطرسي خيم بيطو يوري والكوش بأسف تاذي غنيخة بيتي روشيخة بي صريخة بلا تتيم عيسي ببي صديخة لبمتيخة بأخلتا بسبعتها الشامر لخيم بين يفتيني بخيم بسرتيم فعبدتيم إلهيم حريم بيشتا حبيتيم لهيم بيحرا أفاضنا بخيم بعصاريت الشواي بلوهي مطار بهذا ما لو تديني تولاها فبدتي مهرا مع عريس الطوبة عشير الله نوتين الأخير. Incidentally, we say this all under our breath. So and I even embellished even like the Azlagerish or the high notes, Shenegerishim, I will even then change Maqamat. But I come back to Siga, I will go to Bayat and come back to Siga, I'll go to Saba and close the same word in the Siga. I come back to Siga always.
Siga at the end of every Pasuk? Or
the word itself. I never get out of Siga. I can embellish it a little.
I see. But I on the word. And the word you embellish it outside the Matan.
As Lagirish. I went to Bayat and then. As Lagirish. Saba. Alright, close and see ya. But that's really very fancy embellishment.
Right. But is there a way, like a system, that you can only go from one maqam to another maqam, or you only go in a certain way?
No. When you study with the haqqi now, he will tell you which are the naturals that fit. For example, you take Bayat, Saba, and Hijaz, you don't have to change it. Notes. You can say them on the same note. You don't have to change it. Bayat, again. You can be in Saba. Come back to the bottom, you hit Siga. He is more knowledgeable, and since he plays instrument,
right,
and with the normal.
Okay.
Very often, they mix, when they're singing Saba, they'll go on a high note to Ajam, and then come back down to Saba. Very often, if I'm improvising, I want to improvise Saba, I want to hit a high note to attract attention, you know, to put
right.
me in. And then I'll continue, and then I'll finish the resting all Saba. I start all in Ajam, then I'm in Saba, and I'll continue with Saba. There's so much to this. I have a piece of fruit.
Okay.
Thank you. You want to stop that though?
Yeah.
Tram bin ahatruah, besafa, berura, clearly, ubin aima, with sweetness. So I said, now give me this sweetness. He says, okay, I'll learn one at a time. He says, I'll get there. So I said, I want you to do that now. And he could do it. The other Hazan, I wouldn't even bother to talk to him like that. When I do this, when I'm praying, then you can tell that I'm talking about something sweet. By the way, my voice just becomes more delicate, and more sweet, and more gentle, and more soft. And then when we get here, this is crescendo. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Right.
Kadosh, kadosh, and then. Okay. It's very, very effective. But he was ecstatic. It happens. We were visiting, they had what we call the Shiba. After 7 days, somebody passed away, and we were in the synagogue, and the other Hazan was sitting next to me. And this one, see, you have to understand, the other Hazan, I hired him. I brought him from Mexico, and I brought him over here, and my brother Isaac was Mesader Teflot in Jersey, in Deal, Alava Sharon, my brother Isaac. I says, I want you to please let this Hazan pray Friday night, Saturday morning, Shahrit, Musaf, Minha in the evening, and Arbit also in the evening. I want to hear everything that he can do. He came because they told me, you know, we heard Hazan very nice. And with us, it's difficult to find a Hazan that prays like us, and we want in our, not only our customs, our flavor. There are many other Sephardim, they think they're like us, but they're not like the Halabi. He is a Halabi. He has a pleasant enough voice. It's a little stiff, but it's a pleasant voice. But he's limited on the knowledge. He knows the maqamat, he knows how to change, but he just knows how to change. He knows that bayat is bayat and hajaz is hajaz. There's no artistry to it. He doesn't have that in him. And as it happened, after that, we went to my house for kiddush, and I invited him for lunch, and he and four or five others. And we started singing like in the shin. And then I said, yeah, we could use you, but you have to understand, you're not number one, you're not number two. And my pleasure, I just want to come and learn here. And then for 2 years, we didn't have a Hazan Rashi, you know, Hazan. So all of a sudden, went to his head, he figures, that's it, I'm it. Matter of fact, when this other young boy, I always had him in mind. I had heard him when he was 16, 17 years old. I all of him, he was in England, I brought him from England. And so
who is from Mexico?
Farhi. He's Halabi, he's from Halab originally, right. But he was in Mexico for several years. He gave me a lot of problems in that. He didn't want to take second slot anymore. He said, after being 2 or 3 years as the only Hazan, we mean the principal azan, right. Let's say. Right. He didn't want to take a back seat.
Right.
And I brought him to my house and I explained to him that, look, I'm hiring this person and such and such, and how I'd like. He tells me he can't have two captains in one ship. He says, what are you trying to tell me? So I know that if it goes too far, I just tell him, we don't want you. And with us, it's hard to fire anybody that works for the public, because everybody has supporters. Right. No matter what, they have supporters.
Right.
So now, each week, as I've told you, once is the principal partnishment. So last week was Nahari, this week it's Fahri. Also, he was sitting next to me, and that it was Sunday afternoon. We had, they had what we call Riyat Shiba, they read, and they make some eulogies. And he told me, what? So, well, you know, he says, no, I wanted to look, I'm that kind. He made a lot of trouble. He used to talk this kind of guy, this shouldn't be like this, this kind of guy. But with me now, he wants to tell me how nice he is. He says, look, after that, you know, what's right is right. What with Nahari and Bitoch Kahal Bireda from the public, saying that you're his teacher, that you helped him so much. And he says, no, yeah, what, you have to tell the truth. I want the answer. That's the truth. He gave you credit. Now, he's, in other words, he's talking to me of the Shevachim of right. his competitor, so to speak. Okay, right. That yes, he did. Okay. So I told him, this is, yeah. And he says, yeah, here, a few of them know that I come and I rate him. He comes and they know. Sometimes he'll ask me something in front of them. I give him eight, seven, what? What's that? They ask me, you know, something. So I told him, you know, this last week, he played well, didn't he? Very well. Yeah, and only the high notes, he hears them, and it's too coarse, too high. I said, which is true on some of them, although he didn't do them too much this Shabbat. I toned him down. He said, he's a young boy, and he has it. Ability to reach notes, and sometimes, you know, you force them, but he reaches them, and he does all right. And I tell him, be careful, you can't do that. And I keep explaining to him, there's a difference, because he's a singer. There's a difference between a singer and a hazan. There's a difference. A hazan, you're praying to God, you're representing the Quran. Don't perform, don't make it as nice as well, but there's a difference. Tell me, I tell him that, but I tell him, you know, he says, yeah, what do you think? I says, I gave him a 10. Then after that, he tells me, he says, don't hesitate to tell me. Tell me, I don't care what it is. 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, tell me what it is. Please tell me. I wouldn't begin. I'd give him 2 every time, this guy. So I says, yeah, no, don't worry about it. But it's a problem as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just curious. So, what would make someone? What would make
he can't? No, this one. Yes. He can't. I spent time with him with Farhi as well when he first came. Mm-hmm. He's limited. He can't learn. He's limited. He's not musical. He's just not musical. Mm-hmm. I've given him portions, parts to say, impossible for him to say. He murders them when he says them. He doesn't have. He just steps on the note. Peck, 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 peck. That's like a little baby, like a little child. And it's impossible. And I stopped. There's no use even wasting my time with him.
So what would give Nahari a real... What would give him a 10, or what the ideal hazan to do, you said, was like a balance of...
The balance of the prayers, which part you put more emphasis on, which part you should take more time with in reciting, which part then now you don't. This is the balance of the tefillah. Also the balance of the tefillah, the meaning of what, you know, you practically have to understand what he's saying by his intonation, by the feeling that he puts into his voice. With us, this is the way it is. It's not just a question of creating volume and hitting the tenor note as the Ashkenazim do. It's not that. Although you sometimes, I don't know, you have an expression for hazan when he's from his heart, he's saying it.
We say chartzedek.
Okay, see, you have that too. I mean, I guess every music has it. We have a lot more of it. And we have it in just in the body while you're praying, not just in the portion that's composed musically with notes and so on and so forth. But you pray from the heart. The rest of your prayers are nothing. You don't even say them loud. You're not even vocal in them. You say in the end of the day, you say 2 words at the end of the portion. Isn't that the way you pray the Ashkenazim?
Yeah, yeah.
Under your breath, nobody in the end. You say 2 words, I finish that part.
Right.
With us, there's no such thing. It's all vocal. all these things, all avad. And again, as I say, and he balanced it much to my satisfaction without acting as a singer. And again, can you understand the difference when I say it's not like a singer? You're not delivering a song. I says a pismon, do whatever you want. You could improvise, you could ad-lib, and you could give it more feeling, and you could stretch this and that. You could I says, stop stretching the words. Sometimes he takes one word, and he says, I says, that's over. It's too much. You can't do it. So, I was very there. I was really satisfied. And I haven't been listening to him too much since I'm not here. Sometimes some of my friends or my son-in-law or something will say, Dad, you should have heard the Shabbat the way Nahari prayed. And he would say, ah, I wish my sister Motown was here. He really did beautifully. He did. Okay. But with his, whose others' recommendations I can't always take, as I say, they're, I mean, I'm not just batting as a connoisseurs. Well, the connoisseurs that could really, really dissect and they put their hand. There aren't. I mean, they either sang a song that was familiar to them and they liked it. Oh, that was, so he said, he prayed beautiful. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But to really touch every base and touch every portion and peg it and say whether it could be improved, it shouldn't have been that way, it was all right and so on, they can't judge that. And I'm too critical. And oftentimes I just lay off because, look, I said, look, not everybody's going has the same feeling about it as I do. They can't. But I told Nahari, I said, you just keep paying attention and really dedicate yourself, you'll become the top Hazan in our time of prayers. Really. You've heard of El Nadaf, who is considered the top in this field.
But you said he's not Syrian?
No, he's Yemenite. But he's Yemenite. So is this guy. So is Nahari. Nahari's Yemenite too. But Nadav does not pray anymore. He's not a Hazan anywhere. But he's an older man, don't you see? He's in his middle 60s, I guess. Maybe close to 70. Sure, close to 70. And he has trained his voice now Western style. By that, and that's good protection for him because, you know, the voice comes here, you don't get tired of it here. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier. So for the last maybe 15 years, he's trained himself to pray that way. Besides, it creates more volume. You can create much more volume when you bring your voice from down here than from just from guttural. But this boy has feelings for music, which the other's more expert in the makamat and so on. There's no question about it. But this boy has more, you know, it's feeling. He has what you call, whatever you call it in Yiddish.
Heart today.
Yeah. He's, as a youngster, when I used to sing, really in my youth, I sang Arabic. I sang Arabic. My forte is Arabic. The Pismanim is comparatively recent with me.
Right. Are you singing Arabic songs?
Only.
Only.
Only. And Spanish. I love Spanish. Because I lived in Mexico for 6 years as a child. I love Spanish music. But basically, I sing Arabic. I'd have people in tears in front of me. There could be 300 people, you can hear a pin drop. And I'd have anybody in tears. But that's the kind of music. And me, it was like being in love.
What Arabic singers do you listen to today?
Pardon? Yes. He injected some new, you might call them more modernistic, styling to the Arabic music. Okay. Although it was still our basic Egyptian Arabic music. And his mentor was Sheikh Sayyid Darwish.
How do you know how to spell that?
Darwish. Well, the Sheikh, you know, Sheikh Sayyid means master. Darwish, D-A-R-W-I-S-H. Okay. Darwish. He was great. He, of course, he composed music, which was also gave it a little of that, just out of the stereotype Egyptian Arabic, and gave it some beautiful touches. And he was really the mentor of Abdul Wahab. Now, Abdul Wahab, besides that, really had a very, very pleasant voice. Just beautiful, sweet, gentle, sentimental, clear. More so than Darwish and other very well-known singers such as Sheikh Yusuf before them or Abdul Hay before them. Had a rare, rare talent. His voice was just super. And then, of course, in the woman, Umm Kulthum, she was a phenomenon. I mean, that lady passed away at the age of, I think she was in her middle 70s, and up to the end, she had such tremendous ability and power to deliver songs. And again, I have to tell you, it's all very difficult since it's all guttural. And she had a delivery, she had taste, she had such control, super control over her voice. I mean, and it's very hard to duplicate these two very outstanding singers. So you have today.
So you still listen to their music today?
Oh, yes, yes. You have today some of the newer stars, such as Werda, who really actually made her reputation with a song that was originally it was planned for Umm Kulthum, composed by Abdul Wahab for Umm Kulthum, because Abdul Wahab was a composer as well. And Umm Kulthum died, so that fell into her lap. And it was a beautiful song. She made a very, very big reputation with that. She has a very pleasant voice, but she's not Umm Kulthum.
Right.
As far as men singers, there's hardly anyone that could come near Abdul Wahab to be able to replace him so far.
How old was he when he passed away?
In his 80s.
Wow. And he lived in Egypt?
He lived in Egypt most of the time. All of these singers spent much time in Paris. There's a lot of Arabic people there that appreciate that music, and they used to go to Paris quite often.
Is there any particular recordings of theirs that might be useful?
Of Abdul Wahab?
Yeah.
Any of his recordings is a gem. And the same with Umm Kulthum. Any of their recordings. I mean, you can go to Atlantic Avenue where they sell these tapes. Rashid, where they sell these tapes. Practically anything of Abdul Wahab and anything of Umm Kulthum are just beautiful classics. I mean, what, for the past 25, 30 years, there's not one song that I would listen to of Umm Kulthum or Abdul Wahab that, you know, would take second spot to another one of their songs. They're all just super.
So, Lemmy, it's interesting, like, from what you're saying, it sounds that a lot of what a chazan does is also somewhat the same as what a good singer does.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But you said that there is a distinction between
the delivery. You know, when you're a singer, you're like a person, you're in love with song, with music, and you give. Now a chazan, you're Shaliach Tzibur, you're representing the public, and Teflan, you're in front of the ark, you're praying to Bara Olam, so there's a limitation on what you can do.
Right.
Musically, I mean, I don't want to give you the impression that you cut down on a musical end of it. No, but not, since the whole tefillah is vocal, and it's all practically like a concert, obviously you can't make the whole tefillah a song. So there are parts which, while still giving it beautiful intonation and melody, but still it's prayers. It's not a song. The part where they sing with just as a regular song, for example, he says the Nishmat, or the Kaddish, or the Kedushah. Those, when you say the Kaddish, it's like you're singing a song. You give it a lot of time, and you stretch out the words, and you give it full melody, full composition, rather, you know, to the Kaddish. Same with the Kedushah.
Good. I'm learning more every time.
Well.